Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about women today. Well, yes, look at this lovely lady. Her name is Jules Manchurian. Yes, the Manchurian candidate that all you guys want to fuck her. But you really shouldn't, because look at her. She's a mama to 14 angels, and she sent them all there. Oh yeah, she sent all her kids to the great beyond. What a lovely lady. Ooh yeah. Yeah, if you think about it, why the hell would you flex nuking your kids? Yeah, you aborted all of them, and then you're proud of it, you put a little emoji with hearts on it and a smiley face and all that weird shit. I don't know what that emoji's called, but this chick is sick in the head. Just an opinion, what do you guys think? Well, let's move on to something else. Yeah, look at this one, it says, is she flirting or just being nice? I better not risk it. I don't want to be ashamed on social media for the crime of asking her out while she's not attracted to me. Yes, that is so true. Women sometimes just get bored and they just do things just so they can entertain themselves. They don't necessarily like you. Yeah, it's happened to me once or twice. So you shouldn't believe what women say or do because they're liars. Haha! Yes, and this lovely skank on the bottom says, menfolk, got a question. Why are y'all so oblivious when someone is genuinely interested in you? Help me understand. I think the meme upstairs said something about that. But yeah, you lovely ladies are so fucking retarded. Stop playing games and just say what you mean and mean what you say and things won't be like this. But no, you always want to renege on your fucking promises that you make. Don't do that. Be someone that actually follows through in their things. If not, then you're going to get shit like this. Just an opinion. Fuck you if you don't like it. Yes, friends, just because a woman is beautiful and sexy and she makes you feel good, don't think that she doesn't have some kind of dirty secret hide under her fucking nasty vagina. See? But don't fall for these tricks. Women are fucking stupid. Case in point, look at this dumb bitch. It says, today I found out my 7-year-old daughter really did lie about my husband's other girlfriend as revenge for being grounded. Oh yes, your daughter did learn some good tricks from you, huh, you dumb bitch? Here we go. And that he never cheated on me at all. Yes, everyone, this is what happens. You fuck around and you find out. Just because your little girl got grounded, she fucked up your whole life. And she probably ruined hers too, because now the guys that you're going to be dating probably going to be touching her. Oh yes, you're going to be dating some darky or some Muslim or some weirdo and dun dun dun. There you go. He got himself an adult wife and a child wife. Oh yes.
We're well into our divorce proceedings and he won't forgive me for not believing him when he denied it. FML, whatever FML means.
It just means that your life got fucked. Oh yes. Well, enjoy the bed that you made. Let's see what's around the corner. There's another bitch that did something stupid. Let's watch the clip.
Stupid fucking whore! So I'll just shut the fuck up!
Yes, this is a great way to break up with someone over the phone in front of your friends. Well, whatever this guy did, I'm assuming he cheated on you. But what kind of shit did you do to him to do that to you? Is he a piece of shit? Is he black? Or you did something? I don't know. Well, let's watch.
You fucking want that? Yeah? We are fucking over, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah, the dude didn't sound black to me. He sounded more like a little bitch, a little whatever. So I don't know, fuck. This doesn't really say much, but let's keep seeing this fucking Dow syndrome.
Hope that you choke on a piece of concrete and literally go to hell. I will see you in fucking hell, you fucking asshole, you fucking liar, you fucking manipulator, you goddamn wish you would have played your cards right with me.
If it was me, I would tell her, you know what, bitch? You're not even a good fuck. I already fucked you. And your pussy smells. You're gross. What's your mom's phone number? I bet her pussy smells better than yours. Yuck.
Fucking asshole!
Yes, I bet that was very cathartic for this lovely lady. Next time, choose a better boyfriend. Don't just spread your legs open to any motherfucker, right? Okay, whatever. Moving on. Yeah, man, that chick was very disrespectful in my opinion. Oh yeah, and speaking about disrespect, you know that whatever podcast? Well, that guy's dealing with one fucking bitch as being a real fucking cunt with him. Yes, you see, and she's an ethos. So a bitch acting like a bitch to this dude. You see what he does. Let's watch it.
It's just like a little bit boring.
It's boring?
A little bit.
You asked to be on the show.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, look at this chick. She has no energy. She's like, okay, bro. Like, dude, and you're a porn star? Yeah, you do OnlyFans, whatever the fuck you do? Yeah, I don't think you'd be a good fucking fun. Well, hopefully you pay me like $1,000 for me to smash you. You're not even that great looking. Yeah, you have some nice titties, but something tells me you're fucked in the brain. Just an opinion. Remember, this is just entertainment purposes only.
What's with the attitude?
What do you mean?
You have an attitude. So
yeah, women have this false sense of entitlement. They think you're a fucking clown to entertainment and to make everything good for them. Newsflash, lady. You're just some random person that this guy just met. And you want him to bend over backwards for you, entertain you, and regale you with stories and do things for you? What the hell? Who are you? Just because you have a pussy, you think that's gonna open doors and get you all these prizes? You're retarded. And I'm glad this guy's put in your place. Let's continue.
You're bored. Make this conversation less boring. Go ahead.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire, Brian?
You've been...
Uh-oh, look at Helen of Troy talking about Rome. What the fuck does Rome have to do with your boredom, you retarded oaf? Oh, yay, yay. I won't be surprised if you identify as they, them, right? Yeah, I don't get that they, them gender fluid stuff. To me, that's just being stupid. I had a chick tell me that. She told me she had a girlfriend. I told her, oh, so you're a lesbian? Oh, no, I'm gender fluid. Okay, whatever. Let's see what this chick has.
Disrespectful this entire time. You're entitled. You're rude. You have TikTok brain. You cannot stay focused. I'm going to ask you to leave.
Okay.
So get up.
Look on your dead-ass podcast.
On my dead-ass podcast, what you f***ing do, you f***ing degenerate.
Yeah, in my opinion, just some dumb mid-chick thinking that she's a diva. Well, bye, Felicia. Enjoy fucking doing your stupid shit, whatever it is. Next. Well, you're starting to see how women are today? Oh, yes, they're a whole fucking ton of fun. Yeah, look at this chick right here. She says, men are avoiding me because I have a child. Well, you're a single mom, dumbass. I'm doomed to be alone. Most likely. Would you go on a date with a single mom? No. You are cute and all, but you have a kid. So you think a guy wants to be dealing with your kid? With your mistake? Nope. I think I don't. But they are guys that would do it because they're thirsty as fuck. But what do I know, right? Yes, I know that the sad state of men, too. That a lot of guys are not men anymore. They're some weird construct combined of male and female things. So I don't blame you. Yeah, I have this clip of this dude being a fag. Let's watch. Yeah, man, you'd be surprised how many guys are transmaxing. At work, this one dude that looks like a chick, but it's a guy. Hey, at least I give this dude some props. It must be difficult walking with those big-ass high-heel platform shoes. And I guess because you're wearing those platform shoes all the time, it's giving you that nice ass. You're truly blessed, brother. Truly blessed. I'm jealous of your ass. Well, anyways, let's go see some other shit, right? Yes, look at this sweet chick. She doesn't want to be a girl anymore. She wants to be a man. Yes, one tranny to another, right? Let's see what it says. TikToker shares their journey of transformation from female to male. So she's also a they them, I'm assuming? Yeah, she's not even a good looking chick. Look at that weird cotton candy hair, and her face is nice and shiny. But not that bad looking, I guess. If you like darkies, I don't. And then she does things to her chins, and then she's healing, and now she looks like a Pajit. And look at the eyes, they look all dead inside. Is that the thousand cock stare? I don't know, whatever. Oh, you're so stupid, lady. I think you fucked up your life. You did the fucked up thing, but whatever, it's your life, you live it the way you want it. This is just an opinion, but women do have some crazy-ass ideas in their noggins, don't you think? Well, let's move on to the other lady and look what she has in her mind. Yes, look at this lovely lady. It says, Breaking, Mia Sham. It's a Jewish person, I'm assuming? I don't know. Don't matter, I guess. Says, who said jamás paint her with their eyes. Oh, yes. Well, Grandma, what big eyes you have. The better to see you, my dear. And there is no innocent civilians in Gaza.
Who's innocent nowadays, right?
Has now actually been drugged and paid by an Israeli fitness trainer.
Yes, the Muslims didn't get you, but your own kind got you. So here's your prize, lady. Enjoy. Yes, who doesn't enjoy a good struggle snuggle, right? Very fun times indeed. Well, those are women nowadays, right? What can you do? You trying to make a family with these people, but I doubt you can. Who knows, maybe in the future after things get better, but who knows if that's going to happen. Well, fellas, those are women today. So, yeah, you think you're going to make yourself a girlfriend out of these chicks and have a nice, loving family? Something tells me no. No, not really. Well, that's why you should concentrate on yourself, taking care of your business, and becoming the best version of yourself possible. Because these women ain't going to be doing things for themselves, especially for you. In other words, they're going to screw you over. So take care of your own shit. Just an opinion. Yes, don't accept abuse from anybody. Doesn't matter who they are, if you love them. If they care about you, they will show you. If not, they're going to treat you like trash. So you gotta make a choice. Either you put up with it, or you go. Yes, you gotta go, Gonzo, my friend. Leave. Goodbye. Just do it. Well, anyways, time for me to go, too. So this is Gonzo G saying, be the best versions you can be, take care of your business, and kick ass out of there. So take care of yourself. Bye-bye.